We're here at the USB bio-based stakeholders workshop, and with me is Keith Young, Sr. with Ecotech.
Ecotech Lab, right?
Keith, tell me about what is Ecotech?
Ecotech Lab is a research laboratory for young inventors in Detroit. We work on international projects with the United Nations. One of those areas of research is in material science and bio-based products.
Now tell me, when did Ecotech start?
I started Ecotech back in 2005, and I started it primarily to give students an opportunity to understand innovation as well as international policy.
So this event being held here is literally in your backyard, and you've got quite a few students here, right?
We do. We do have students here, and it is in our backyard. Our core laboratory is in Detroit. However, we travel where the science is and the opportunities are. So,
what are the ages of students that you have involved?
Students in this program are starting in middle school through high school, but we have kids in our laboratory in the grade of, you know, third grade, second grade, you know, something like that.
So they're really you're getting them interested in science at a very young age then.
Right. I think my focus is on innovation and how to use science as a way of improving society.
And just give me an idea of some of the projects that these kids have been working on.
Oh, man.
That's
a good one.
A
you know, I'd say we can start from understanding bioplastics to making biofuel to actually growing stem cells in our laboratory. So we do biotech research as well.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, how many kids overall are involved in it?
In our core group, we have 30 students, but we have access to over 1,500 students through school partners.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of your work is done through the UN. Explain that.
Most of our work starts with understanding international policy. So if you go back to the Millennium Goals, there's those 8 goals that the world has to solve by 2015. And one of those goals deals with sustainability. And from within that focus area, we go out and we look into alternative materials, alternative fuels, so on.
Why was it important for you to bring the kids here to see this event? And what is it gaining for them to be here?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they should get out of this, and the reason why I brought them, is to have them understand that we started working on this early enough that they are in a position to take advantage of the opportunities today. So when you start working on something 7 years ago, and now it's 2012, and you're looking at opportunities, they're saying, hey, we have internships for this, you know, jobs of the future. You're in a position to take advantage of those opportunities.
So do you think that some of the things that the collegiate bio-based network, is that what it's called? And the programs, the Next Generation Scientists program.
Right. Right.
Is this helping the kind of young people that you are seeing involved in science right now?
Well, you know, it makes it easier for me to explain the benefits and the opportunities down the road. Because, you know, when I talk about it, you know, sometimes they say, hey, you know what, Ms. Young, maybe you understand this because you travel a lot or you do things with other folks in industry. But if they understand that there is a recruitment system that will support them even beyond my laboratory, then they feel a need to get involved. So, yeah, it has opened up opportunities for more students to come into our laboratory because they can see opportunities beyond the laboratory.
I just am curious to hear your perspective on why it is important to educate young adults in the sciences and why that matters to society to expose them to these types of opportunities.
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing for our laboratory and why I think education and STEM is so important is because it really ties back to value creation. I think when you look at what's going on around the world right now, you're in an innovation cycle. And an innovation cycle could last 10, 15 years. We saw it in the computer science industry. We've seen it in the automotive and transportation. Now it's also going back into material science and agriculture. And so making sure that they understand innovation really ensures that they understand that value creation is necessary and is tied to the sciences. So I always tell them, the more you know, the more you control.
All right. Very exciting. Anything else you'd like to add, Keith?
You know, if there are schools or teachers or cities around the country that are interested in setting up innovation labs such as Ecotech Lab, I'd be interested in talking to them.
Very good. Thank you very much. Here at the USB Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.